Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Huge breaking news today on the WTC-7 controlled demolition on 9/11 coming up. Gallup poll showing Congress has the lowest approval rating ever, and President Bush has a lower approval rating than even Richard Nixon when he was in, well, when the impeachment was about to start and when he resigned. Even Bill Clinton, when he was impeached, that is indicted but not convicted by the Senate. So we'll be going over that coming up. Right now, let's start going to your calls. Thanks for holding. John in Iowa, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, how are you today?
Great, sir. Thank you for calling.
Just want to let you know that I'm the meetup support organizer for the Ron Paul campaign here in Iowa.
Did you know we've discovered the guy stopping him from being able to come and speak at that Republican event is a John McCain campaign manager?
Yeah, I discovered that, too, and I find that really interesting. It's sort of like the Supreme Court justice saying, no, you don't have a case when his dad is sitting on one of the board of directors of the company you're suing, you know.
Or saying you can't get documents from Cheney's Energy Commission divvying up the Iraq oil fields before 9/11 even happened because I duck hunt every other month with Dick Cheney and he flies me around with $10,000 gifts. I mean, it's just, they might as well just start taking bags of money in public.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Pay me off. And meanwhile, Scalia's doing mafia, you know, gestures to everyone. I mean, we're completely screwed. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I just want to let your listeners know that there seems like there's going to be a big rally here in Des Moines the 30th of July or June during the presidential forum that they've excluded him from. From what I gather on the internet, there's a big surge to come here, and I just want everybody to understand to come here peacefully and not provoke any
we're doing a write-up on this. We're getting Ron Paul on next week for his monthly visit with us. But yes, their attempt to exclude him from a forum that'll be carried on national television is going to fail, and we need to start having the cries of foul. This is very bad ethics to have John McCain campaign managers excluding Ron Paul. That's because they're afraid of him. They're trying to write muckraking, you know, mudslinging reports on him right now. It's not working. So folks can go to the meetup website and go to the Ron Paul meetup and they'll find you.
Yeah, and you'll get to me. Also, I want to let your listeners in Iowa know that in Des Moines Register today, the Mr. Failure, whoever his name is, for the tax people, said he only received one email from people from Iowa or one phone call. I want the people in Iowa to call him at his office or email him saying, hey, I'm in Iowa. I want to hear Ron Paul speak.
Okay, tell people his full name, his info, who he is, and give the number up.
I don't have the
You don't
number.
Have it in front of you? We're going to get a blurb out on John's report, okay? I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go, though. So we'll get that information out and get it out to the people. Let's take a call from Jay in Minnesota. You're on the air, Jay.
Yes, Alex, first of all, I just wanted to thank you for accepting me on the air. But there was a documentary that I watched for those who is still in doubt about what's going on. It was based in, like, the early 90s to where it completely documented the history of the Federal Reserve. And you can dig it up on Google. It's called The Money Masters and how the Federal Reserve basically...
Yeah, it's like 3.5 hours long. It's excellent.
Yes, and people need to watch that because it shows how the founding forefathers at the beginning has been fighting these private bankers from taking control of our currency from the beginning.
And then Andrew Jackson, they tried to kill him a bunch of times.
Exactly.
I mean, love him or hate him, the point is he didn't let them take over.
Exactly. And that's the reason why they killed Lincoln, because Lincoln, he...
He said no and was printing Lincoln greenbacks. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you on the other side, my friend. Stay there, Jay. And then Bart. Then Dwayne, Charles, and many others. That's why I love taking your calls. You take us in so many different directions, so many different angles. It's like spinning the wheel of fortune. You take us down some new great avenue of discussion. We'll be right back.
It's
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, welcome back. We are here live now into this second hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's go back to Jay in Minnesota. He was talking about different documentaries about the Federal Reserve. I think the best and most concise is American Freedom to Fascism that we have available, by the way, at Infowars.com, because it's under 2 hours long. But, yeah, the Money Masters, I think they've changed the name now, is excellent. It's just over 3 hours long, but and it's very accurate. I mean, they go all over the world. They show you the history of money, how it works, who they are, how they run the manipulation. While they've got us busy wanting fast cars and big houses and baubles and literally killing each other over paper money, they, the globalists, worldwide control the central banks that control the issuance of the money. And so if you or I owned a money machine for a few months that was legal tender and people would accept, we could buy up the town overnight. Well, imagine having it for 80-plus years in the U.S., hundreds of years in England, hundreds of years in Germany, hundreds of years in France, hundreds of years in Japan, hundreds of years in Russia. I mean, they figured this out 3,000 years ago, how to money manipulate. The one time Jesus got mad was the money changers. It wasn't just that they were selling sacrifices, overpriced doves, you know, at the temple. It was that they made you buy a certain type of coin. that was very rare. They would only accept that coin to buy sacrifices. And so they'd make you pay 10, 20 times in silver or gold the actual weight of that silver coin, of that particular shekel, to buy the sacrifice. And see, that's the money changers. People misinterpret that historically, and they're always mad at people in the temple selling stuff. You know, the corrupt preachers, you know, they're begging for money. The televangelist, which obviously is obnoxious. No, it's the money manipulation. It's the currency, fractional reserve banking, that Christ got mad at. But going back to Jay, go ahead.
Yes, that is completely correct, Alex. But one thing I noticed, because I stayed here in Minneapolis and I was going downtown the other day, and it was a ball game going on, and you know, it just made me sick to my stomach that people are hurting and packing themselves jam-packed in the Metrodome to go see a baseball game when our country is being destroyed. I mean, completely destroyed. I mean, it's just like, and this is the attitude of majority of people. They're just like, oh, you know, well, you know, and you know, it's like they don't care. But I'm just like, you know, if you have any decency left in you and you care about your family, your kids, and your kids' future, you need to make time. I understand people that, you know, have to work, you know, the price of living went up because of the money changes. But you have to make time, because if we don't turn this back, there will be no more ball games. There, you know, none of that will ever exist anymore. So,
bottom line, I agree with you, but it goes even further. It's not just if you've got any decency and care about humanity. I mean, even for yuppies, who literally, I talk to a lot of yuppies, and they'll say, I only care about myself. That's how I get ahead. So what if the CPS is taking my neighbor's kids? So what if bad stuff's happening? You know, I'm just worrying about me and getting ahead. When you have an attitude where you don't care about anybody around you, they're not going to have an attitude, Karen, and then you have a horrible society and stuff goes downhill. It's actually self-serving and truly selfish to care about others, because that creates a good society and a happy society. Now people who tend to care about others have that instinct, and we feel love and empathy, but that's actually an instinct ingrained in us to care about those around us, because that's our tribe, our fellow humans. It's just a good instinct for good living. Okay, so yeah, it feels good to be a goody two shoes, and it feels good to help old ladies across the street, but that's ingrained in us. God put that in us, put it in our genetics, because that's how you have a good, successful society. When people care about each other, people don't put up with evil, and people aren't cowardly, and people stand up for their neighbors. And so to all these people that don't care and say, I just care about my ball games, the caller, Jay, is absolutely right. That if you let the system keep growing, you're not going to have those ball games, and all the things you care about, all the baubles you care about, are in great danger. Plus, do you like being conned? Do you like being in a false reality financially and spiritually and psychologically? Do you like not knowing how things work? Do you like being lied to? Do you think it's cute? Do you think it's funny? Do you like going into fascism? Because believe me, you know, the people in China were hard-working, good people. But they didn't really get a choice. They got taken over from one bad system to another, from the corrupt system they had to an even worse system, and over 60 million of them got killed. Most Germans believed Hitler's bull. You know, most Germans weren't bad people, but they got lulled in, and ended up millions of them dying. Over 20-plus million people died in that war. Tens of millions of people. Millions of Jews, millions of Gypsies, millions of Christian Germans, millions of Poles, millions of Russians, millions of people. Over 500,000 allies from England and the U.S. combined, and Canada altogether, over 500,000. I mean, this stuff isn't a joke, folks. When you stop caring and you just give in to government and give in to strongmen, pretty soon you're living in Nazi Germany. You understand that? Once you sink to the bottom, once you jump off the bottomless pit cliff, I mean, folks, there's no end to the level of evil. Once you give in to evil, it goes all the way into the bottomless pit. Please continue, Jay.
Yes, one other thing. For those who doubt still, all you have to do is familiarize yourself with your Ten Amendments. And if you look at that and you look at the Declaration of Independence, basically it was the complaints against the king, and you compare them to the things that Bush then done, clearly you see what is going on. I mean, you can't deny that. There's no denying it. I was up the other night for about 4 hours reading this, and it brought me to tears. it brought me to tears. And I just know that if our founding forefathers of this country is seeing this, they're rolling in their graves.
And that's why the media demonizes them. They were in a different time. They weren't perfect. You know, but compared to everybody else in the world, they had great new ideas. They'd studied history, and that's why the elite hated them. That's why that's why founding fathers didn't put up with Alexander Hamilton, who tried to overthrow everything. They took him out in the street and had a duel with him and dealt with him. Burr did. And people could demonize Jackson all day. He certainly wasn't perfect. Look at the time he came from. But the point is, he was fighting the bigger corruption. You know, the organized evil, folks, of the true New World Order. And that's why they want to demonize our history so bad, because they're threatened by people relearning what brought you to tears. And it's brought me to tears many times. And I understand that feeling of just getting into the knowledge, getting into the history, and you can't turn it loose. I mean, that's another thing. People, reality and history is addicting. Being informed, really learning how the world works and learning how much you don't know, it's just opening your mind up to the universe. It's so wonderful. And I talk to executives. I talk to people with 160 IQs, 170 IQs, who are making millions of dollars a year, but they're so specialized in their own little area, and they're so obsessed with baubles and crap that they don't even know what. I mean, they're stupid. They're educated idiots. They don't have a wide spectrum understanding, and that's what I want people to get. Don't believe me. Just unlock your mind. Don't believe what I say. Just check into it for yourself. Find out. And find out we've got an elite that has written hundreds of books saying they want to kill us as soon as they can. And every place they get a chance to, they created the communists, they created the Nazis, folks, they're behind it all. They love to kill people. I mean, my God, we got to fight them. Anything else?
Yes. It was HBO show going on about Rome. And this was during the time, the Punic Wars, when Rome was actually fighting Hannibal. And one of the senators said to one of the generals who was in charge, he said, if Rome falls, the world falls. People, the founding forefathers, when they was fighting the money changers, they knew if they got their hands on America, and if America fell, the world fell. So if America fall, people, the world fall. We are the last shining light of hope and freedom to the world. And if America fall, then I don't even want to imagine, you know, what the world is going to turn out to. But
it's going to make the 200 million killed by the globalists last century look like chump change.
Exactly.
They're going to go absolutely wild. It'll make the Red Terror and the Nazi menace look like a cakewalk. It is going to be hell on earth with a world trained by the new ethics of 24 to torture children, murder, kill. Hell is going to be released, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate your call, and I love your spirit, Jay. God bless you, my brother. We are all brothers together in this fight. Absolutely. And I say that because I can feel his heart. I can feel his intellect. I am a kindred spirit with Jay. Bart in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, knowledge is power, and that's why it's always being denied to us and why it's always hidden from us. But, you know, the reality is right now we all have a chance to make an impact. And commenting on what you were talking about in the previous hour with Steve Watson, if they shut down the Internet, if they shut down everything, all they're going to do is decentralize the movement and force us to go into the streets. All the people that are online pushing this stuff right now, they would be decentralized. They would be put in the streets because they would have no other options.
And that will actually cause our victory. You know, it will actually accelerate things.
We are in revolution right now, and we have already won the info war. So, you know, I wanted to make that comment, but what I really want to talk about is, Alex, on any given day, you've said you have between 2 and 3 million listeners. Is that correct?
Yes.
If each one of those people, or even half of those people, would send $10 to the Ron Paul campaign, we could instantly catapult Ron Paul financially onto the same level as all these corporatist shills.
I know, but people have to have the faith. Well, Ron Paul's campaign said on air the majority of their donations is from this show. My God, I wish I got some of those. I could barely pay the bills, but you're a great audience. Stay there. I'll let you finish up on the other side. You're it, folks. But he's got all those campaign people around him. We'll be right back.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue-ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Welcome back.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your
rights. All right, Bart, finish up your comments.
What I was going to say was, is, you know, we are accelerating. And either there's going to be some kind of manufactured event to try and take us deeper into this, or we are going to win. We are going. The forces of liberty are all over the country now. We're a decentralized movement. We can't be co-opted. You know, tonight, my crew and I, we're coming up to see Endgame. You're doing the first preview. We're going to try and get some footage of that for the public access station down here. That's what we need. You know, you talk about it all the time. Everybody has to take decentralized action. whether it's just going to your neighbor's house, putting a Ron Paul sticker in your front yard. You know, every day I drive down 59 here in Houston, and there are people up above the freeways with huge billboards saying 9/11 was an inside job, vote for Ron Paul, impeach Bush. That's what we need now. Everybody has to take at least one day out of their week and go, you know, it freaks me out because I'm on the public access station. I'm talking about all this stuff. Everybody calls in and agrees with me, but I'm not special. I want to know where everyone else is. Everyone has to choose their fight. And there are a lot more of us out there than anybody realizes, but the first step is getting out of the computer, getting out of the manufactured, you know, reality of just sitting in your office listening to the information, because that's its own way of taking our power away from us. When you become so obsessed with just finding the information, then you deactivate yourself. It has to be dual. You have to educate, but then you have to become proactive.
I hear you, my friend, and you're absolutely on target with that, and I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Dwayne in Arkansas. Dwayne, you're on the air.
Thank you very much, Alex. Like millions of other Americans, I was glued to my TV set on September 11th, and I saw things, a couple of things that day that I have not seen since. One was the video of taken at the airport in Miami of the Bin Laden family getting onto a private-type Learjet-type aircraft, and the reporter at the time, you know, they had all the other planes grounded, made the comment that they had been allowed to leave because they were flying out over the ocean, therefore did not create a threat flying over the land.
Yeah, that video is on the web, and we need to get that and put it up in Steve's story. But no, I mean, yeah, we're talking 2 days after 9/11. Shows the Bin Ladens flying out, and then the media all focuses on the flights days after that when the restrictions had been lifted. And now that's news in and of itself because it shows that Bin Laden chartered one of those planes. We're not going to search it. You know, Bin Laden's a good person. We're going to let him his people go, and we'll let him charter planes. It's just off the charts. But we're going to search Americans and make women dump out the milk for their baby because it may be an Al-Qaeda weapon, and then bomb experts say that it would take hours to take liquids and make bombs, that you would smell it, and you'd have to do it in secret, and that it's basically impossible. But they don't care. It's all about training us how to be slaves.
And I don't want to be a slave. The second thing, first off, they were dressed in the finest Western attire that you could probably buy. The second thing was, on 9/11, there was a video clip of Rudy Giuliani walking away from his secure command center down the street, leaving World Trade Center Building 7, and the interviewer asked, well, why are you leaving the control center? And he said, well, they said that the building's going to come down. And you can see standing beside him, I believe he was the head over high up in the police department. They both have looks of confusion on their faces. But his answer was, Giuliani said that they've told us the building's going to come down. We had to get out.
Which, you know, I always talk about how evil Giuliani is, but unless they're great actors, it looks like he was told after the attacks that it was an inside job or go along with the story, because he certainly played along and lied and tried to change his stories. But yeah, he told Peter Jennings, I was told, get out of 7. The Tower 1 and 2 were going to collapse. I was told the towers were going to collapse. FEMA said, yeah, we got there the night before for a terror attack drill and we're set up already. And then they tried to lie and say they didn't, and the documents came out and they said, okay, we were there the night before for a terror attack. I mean, again, they've got everybody in position. We're not saying they're even part of the attacks, but he is certainly guilty after the fact of helping cover things up.
Well, by the look on his face, Alex, and the look of his head of the police, some high up in the police department, I believe that it was right at that particular time he became aware that we're in trouble. This had to be somebody on an inside job type situation.
No, I tend to agree. I mean, I can't stand Larry Silverstein, but then you got to ask, did he know they were going to blow up those buildings? Because he's on TV and he goes, yeah, they called me and said they were going to pull it, and they made the decision to bring it down and brought it down. See, I mean, you got them all. Somebody who was involved wouldn't be doing that. It's like they're just told, oh, yeah, we're bringing it down, sir. You need to get back. Boom, that sucker goes down. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Of course, the CIA was in that building. They had their offices there. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy that's natural and safe and effective that you can get. Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe. Whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports, call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the middle of the second hour. We are taking your phone calls. Couple plugs for you right now. Don't forget that I am a documentary filmmaker, and I have made 15 documentaries. And, of course, you can get The Order of Death and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove combo DVD for the price of one film, $19.95. It has the film we made from the footage shot by an employee in 2005, inside the Bohemian Grove of the mock human sacrifice ritual and the chalet where they make huge world decisions, from the Manhattan Project to the Star Wars program, and much, much more, and who the global elite are and what makes them tick, what their religious drive is, kind of their whole managing structure to their world, how they rationalize the things they do in the real world, the criminal activities they're involved in. That's a 45-minute film I made in 2006 from the footage we got in 2005. And I went in and re-edited and remastered the film I made literally in 2 weeks. I got back from Bohemian Grove in 2000. I was getting death threats over sneaking in and getting the footage with Mike Hansen. And I was being threatened, so I ran in. Literally at the time, I was still doing editing at Access TV, not on a computer. That was right when I'd gotten Final Cut Pro, started learning how to edit on the computer. And I went down with a 3/4-inch deck with the digital tapes and cut it together in 2 weeks. Well, I went back in a few years ago and recut it, remastered it, digitized it, used the original tapes, added new information, but then cut it down to an hour and a half from 2 hours. So it's over 2 hours of footage, two different films, 1995, In the Order of Death, Dark Secrets Inside, Bohemian Grove, DVD combo. Two films on one DVD. 1995, available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or see it all in super high-res quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get a membership to see all 15 of my films, hundreds of my weekly TV reports, all my in-studio special interviews we've done, all my audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv, my book, Paul Watson's book in ebook form, 15 cents a day, get a monthly membership for $5.95, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. And there's a second added addendum or caveat or proviso that by buying the books and videos that I've written or that I've produced or the other books and videos I carry by other great researchers and filmmakers like Aaron Russo and Dylan Avery and everybody else, 9/11, Mysteries, Demolitions, Riddles in Stone, all of them available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, and I'm Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's now go ahead and go back to your calls. Let's talk to David in Tennessee. You're on the air, David. Thank you for holding.
Hi, Mr. Jones. I was just looking at that report at Judicial Watch, and I was kind of confused why it said it has this thing, and it says where either the Saudi Arabian royal family or Osama bin Laden had chartered the flight. And it's like they didn't know which one, whether it was one or the other who did it.
Well, I mean, the Saudi Arabian government and the bin Ladens, the bin Ladens were there at the founding of Saudi Arabia with Lawrence of Arabia, okay, with the British shut-up, when Britain literally just took the nomadic tribes, picked one tribe, gave them hand grenades and submachine guns and said, you're royal now, you run everything. And the bin Ladens were one of the rich merchant families at the time, and so they were there on the ground floor, and they've basically, so the two are inseparable, inseparable. And so,
do you think this weakens the case this is making by putting, you know, either this or these people in it?
That's what the documents show. We're just posting the FBI documents.
Yeah. And then there's something else on the smoking gun today, too, which I didn't know what much to make of it, but I didn't know if you had seen that today. But that's all I was calling in about.
There's something else on what, on the smoking gun?
It's some about it. His picture in an FBI memo.
Okay, well, send that over to Steve Watson. We'll check that out. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go ahead now and go to Tom in California. Tom, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, yeah, I was in the airport the other day seeing a buddy off, and right before he entered the checkpoint, we gave each other a hug and then shook hands. And I was detained while he went through the checkpoint. I was forced to stay there until he went through the checkpoint.
They decided that was Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, and I don't fully understand my rights. I mean, I didn't speak out, but it really upset me. You know, I'm still upset about it.
Well, see, look, these checkpoints and now the Viper teams on the streets, it's to train you to be upset. It's to train you, light up, slave, show us your ID. This is a prison shakedown. Get out of your cells. Light up. That's what the public schools are about, the thumb scanning to get school lunches, all of it, but then the illegal aliens are exempt from all of it. Again, not attacking them, just showing that it's not about security, it's about controlling you.
Yeah, right, and I do not accept that, and I wasn't
well,
sure what
would have happened. Well, let me describe this. So you're walking up to the checkpoint, you hug your buddy, good luck, and just like this former Secret Service agent, she actually, you know, they want to see inside the milk for her baby, a little bit spills, you can watch the video, it's clear. But they've learned the public can't judge themselves, so the TSA says, this didn't show what she said, and then it showed it, and it did show what she said. And get ready for it. Secret Service agents, doesn't matter. You're going to have people with GEDs, with weapons, make you get down on your knees and grovel and lick their boots.
Yeah, screw that. I'll die first before that happens.
Let me describe what happened. Describe what happened to you exactly.
Well, I say goodbye to my buddy, and he entered the checkpoint, and I turned to leave, and the woman said, "Wait, sir, you stay there until he goes through." And I was infuriated, but I kept my mouth shut because I didn't know what would happen if I said no.
Well, it was your slave training, and you did the right thing. Listen, so did I. I was leaving.
That's why I'm calling you, because I want to know.
Listen, I was leaving L.A. I was at LAX, and I'd just taken a shower. Because I'm a clean freak, at least I used to when I had time. But I took a shower that morning, and then I was flying out at night, and I'd been hot and doing stuff, so I took a shower, and then I got a cab to the airport, and I walked right in, clean, brand new shoes I'd bought for the trip, brand new black socks. My point is, I don't stink. And I walk, and they said, "Take your shoes off." And again, used to it was voluntary. Now they want you to take your shoes off and walk through the athlete's foot. You talk about people don't want to walk around at gyms. We talk about a biohazard, but they don't care. And I take it off and I put my shoes in and I walk through and these big old guys get around me. And they start laughing. They go, "Mr. Stinky Feet, got some stinky feet, don't you?" And they start laughing. They go, "You got a problem, Mr. Stinky Feet?" And I said, "No, I don't have a problem." And I wasn't even humiliated. I was well past that. I felt sorry for them. I saw how they were going to have any pension fund they ever had taken from them. I saw how their children would be taken from them. I saw how they would live in a hellish America. And I saw how they were enjoying it. But I just felt sorry for us, and I kind of felt sad for America, land of the slaves, home of the scum. And I just knew we were slaves. And I just looked at them with pity. And I just felt sorry for him. Poor, pathetic, ignorant souls on a power trip. And he probably did the right thing. I mean, they will physically assault you on camera. And then if you even lay there and don't even resist, smart people now get on their knees, cross their hands over them, and get in a fetal position. They will stomp you to the head directly on camera, taser you, billy club, have police dogs bite you. I've got video of this. You can have blood spilling out of your body, and then they will say, "He assaulted the officers. Each charge, you're facing at least 10 years in the penitentiary." And they will charge you. They'll go home and have a big dinner and feel good while you're in jail, sending you to prison. The destruction of America, the destruction of freedom is so important to them. The petty power they have that they won't even think about you as they ruin your life, as they falsely charge you. They love it. They love it. I mean, just like Tulia, Texas, there's thousands of examples of this. 50 plus black people, no criminal records, done absolutely nothing wrong. One racist informant cop who went all over the Texas doing this. No jobs left in the cotton community. All they have is a local prison. They literally wanted to put the blacks in the prison so the whites could have jobs. And what did they do? They just went around dropping cocaine on people with paddy wagons, just grabbing something like 20% of the black population. I mean, old men didn't matter, and they certified it cocaine, sent them all to prison. Later came out, none of them had drugs, none of them used drugs. They don't care, folks. That's the new America, okay? That's the new America. That's what it is. And then whatever group is in control of whatever sector, they then get to do it to the minority. They also use those politics. Whether this was black guys laughing at me, making fun of me at LAX, well, then in Tulia, Texas, it's pot-bellied rednecks doing it to black people. Or if it's in areas in South Texas, it's the Hispanics doing it to the blacks and the whites. You see, and this is all race politics, perfect for the New World Order, all of us with imperial politics, divided up in our own little sectors, our own little areas. A Hispanic here in Austin yesterday accidentally at a Juneteenth parade bumped a child. The child wasn't even hurt. The black folks pulled him out of the car, started beating him to death. Another Hispanic came in and tried to help. They killed him, beat him to death. See, this is the new politics, folks. In the name of multiculturalism, we're actually all made aware of our differences, our pigment differences. We're all made aware. It's so sick, folks. It's a country's gone unless we turn it around and realize this. Did you hear about that happening in Austin?
No.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Tom, describe. What did they do? Did they come up and jab on you, or what did they say?
I didn't do anything because I stood there. I complied.
It was just a submission, exactly. You'd done your slave training. Describe what happened.
They made me stand there for about 10 minutes while he went through and got searched. And then she told me, it's okay, you can leave now. And I was, you know, I just wanted to go off on the lady, you know.
It's okay, slave, you submitted to me.
Yeah, exactly. So, is there anybody I can complain to? The ACLU? Who should I call?
Well, they get promoted when you complain on them. The more brutal. No, I'm not kidding. I
believe you.
No, I mean, did you hear about the federal marshals last year saying that they're told to put quotas of terrorists and terror threats? So if someone takes a picture out a window or a picture of their child, for life, they're in a terror database. If somebody pulls out a specific type of food or perfume, they're put on a terror list forever. And they're told they're not even a quota allowed to profile. So it's everybody they're doing it to. And that just means everybody gets their rights violated. And, did you hear about the federal marshals going public about that?
Yeah, I read about that.
Yeah, the air marshals. That's the new system. I appreciate your call. Well, and we have to recognize that's what zero tolerance is all about. You write the word gun in your eighth grade essay and you're arrested. It's not about keeping you safe. It's about getting you into the system. And then when there is a mass shooting, the cops stand down for 3 hours. Whereas before we had all this, the cops would charge in and stop it. But see, they had to wait till the feds got there and gave the go-ahead hours later. See, everything's under federal control now. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here? Tony in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
You know what? I've been trying to distribute information, tell people about the 9/11 truth for a long time now. One of the main arguments I come up against all the time is that, well, this is just way too vast to ever have been kept secret. Well, number one, it hasn't been kept secret very well. And number two, it doesn't take a whole lot of people to pull off what they pulled off on 9/11.
Now, also, exactly. It hasn't been kept secret. It is what happened is very clear. We know it's an inside job. We know the official story is a fraud. Some of the little details we can't vet out because it's a quasi-secret operation. But it's the same thing. People say, well, look, I mean, I remember 5-6 years ago, major newspapers saying, I was a kook, I believe Bohemian Grove exists, I believe in the Bilderberg Group. Well, now it's in the Dallas Morning News, but they still call it a conspiracy. They'll go, secret group of world elite meeting with the leaders of the U.S. and Europe. That's a secret meeting, but conspiracy theorists say it's bad. Well, it violates federal law for these politicians to be going there and setting policy, violates the Logan Act. I mean, what's the conspiracy theory? They're involved in a conspiracy. I mean, if I go conspire with 5 guys to go, you know, do something corrupt, it's a conspiracy. But go ahead.
Well, anyway, I wanted to get on another subject, too. There's a very good book. It's been out for a long time by Leonard Peikoff called The Ominous Parallels. It's about the shift in philosophical teachings at the institutional level in pre-Hitler Germany that allowed Hitler to come to power. Hitler was elected. He didn't, you know, the people put him in power.
He was elected president, but they have the equivalent of 2 presidents there, kind of a university parliamentary system where there was a chancellor. Then after he firebombed the Reichstag, he declared himself chancellor as well and then merged the 2 positions into the Führership or the leader.
Yes, sir. And that book also relates how that shift took place in Germany before Hitler came to power, and the same shifts in philosophical teachings at the institutional level have taken place in America over the last 100-150 years.
Exactly. The Weimar Republic shifted into being more authoritarian, more centralized.
Exactly. He also talks about Kant and Hegel and the philosophies that drive all this. But anyway,
problem, reaction, solution, crisis, creation, the Hegelian dialectic,
yes,
of the philosopher Hegel.
Antithesis, synthesis, where they set up the two, you know, the right, basically the right-left paradigm, and they're both set up by the same people. The money that goes into the Republican coffers is the same money that goes into the Democratic coffers, and they play both sides against the middle, and we think we have a choice. We have a choice between Coke and Pepsi. Oh, boy.
Ford and Chevy, and they're all made at the same factory.
Yes, sir. Well, anyway, I just want to say keep up the good work, and the message is getting out, man. Nobody's believing these idiots anymore.
I hear you, and here's the proof of that. Let me cover this now. This is from the Gallup poll, highly respected. You can find polls that show their approval rating as low as 9%, and the president as low as, again, in the low 20s. New Gallup data shows confidence in Congress at all-time low. Just 14% of Americans have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in Congress. This 14% congressional confidence rating is the all-time low for this measure, this indices, which Gallup initiated in 1973. The previous low point for Congress was 18% at several points in the period of 1991 to 1994. Congress is now nestled at the bottom of the list of Gallup's annual conference and confidence indicators rankings, along with HMOs at just 15% of Americans have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in HMOs. By the way, to contrast, 69% of Americans have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in the military, which tops the list. More of this at GallupPoll.com. Come back and tell you what that means. I'm sure you already know what it means, but we'll go over it, break it down. This is the exciting news, ladies and gentlemen, because usually it's like a changing horses or express riders. They wear out one politician and jump to the next and then fool you when they're all owned by the same people. Now that paradigm's blown out. You guys' cover is blown. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card number, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Credit unions are big businessmen, and it's going out like a dinosaur. Credit used to grow food in Kansas, then it went abroad on the moon in Iraq. I can see the day coming when even your whole government's gonna be against the law.
In the way.
through your head. Democracy doesn't rule the world. It's run by
democracy
violence.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that in your head. This world is ruled by violence, but I guess that's better than something.
All right, let's go ahead and... Well, I'm going to go back to your calls here in just a moment. Don't forget, I got a big Alamo Drafthouse showing coming up tonight. And I think it's already sold out. You can check at Infowars.com and see if you're able to buy tickets. There were just a few left online. They usually hold 30 or 40 back and sell those at the door the hour before. So you can try to line up and do that. Or you can buy a ticket to another movie and just sneak in. Have it all jam-packed like it usually is. But come all, sneak peek at Endgame and the new stuff from Terror Storm 2nd Edition, which you can now order, by the way, at Infowars.com. Let me put this as simply and succinctly as possible. Before, you would have a president who had advanced the globalist agenda for 4, 6, or 8 years. They'd usually get into office with a 65% approval rating, and it dropped like a 35 or so when they left. And then people would go, oh, the Democrats will save us, and the Congress has got a 70%, and the president has a 30. It's generally ratios like that. And then people get mad at Congress, and theirs goes down to 25, and a new president gets elected, and he's at 75 or 85, and then over time he drops, and they go back up. And really, it's just tag-team wrestling. They're just fooling us. They're making us think we've got a choice here. Well, now people just, no, we don't trust any of you. We know you all work for the same people, and you all get approval ratings that aren't above 20. And that's it, and that means there's a very small percentage of the public they can still fool. That means you've blown it, boys. You have gone so far with your corruption and your crap that no one is buying anything you're doing anymore. And the CEOs and the people that run this and the globalists need to slow down. I mean, you really have gone too far, and you really have discredited yourselves. Now, I know that's part of a larger plan. You think you can just demonize America and make the world think that it was just the U.S. that did all these invasions and carried out the terror attacks, but people are now waking up that, no, you're not going to be able to just make the EU look like the good cop or the last man standing after you've used us to set up your empire and then basically slit our throat. Not working anymore. It's not working anymore. Your crap's not working anymore. And you've really gone too far. You've overplayed your hand with hubris. And your new world order is in deep trouble. Now, I know you're not going to listen. You're used to always having power and getting away with everything you do. So you're going to continue and intensify your attack on liberty. And that's why you're going to fail. All right? So that's it. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Well, we're about to break it in the shower. We'll come back in 70 seconds and go to... James, Indiana, Jeff in Pennsylvania, and many others that are holding. The toll-free number to join us today is 1-800-259-9231. I'm told Jeff in Pennsylvania disagrees. When folks disagree, they go to the head of the line here. See, we don't screen your calls. At most, we'll tell you first-time caller day or, you know, don't call more than once a week. We just ask first name where you're calling from, and we want to get you up on air. But if you want to volunteer that you disagree with me, you go to the head of the line at 1-800-259-9231. All right, Jeff in Pennsylvania and others, you are straight ahead on the other side of this quick break. The third and final hour with, I think, some big 9/11 news as well. Straight ahead. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Blackbird.